Okay. So, you hear a knock on your door, don't you? Just a little knock. You open it, and it's me. Oh, hi, mister. It's okay. I know you're usually the one on the other side of the door knocking. Do you mind if I come in? Okay, thanks. I just had to meet you. No, this is not a trick. Like, I'm legitimately thrilled to meet you. I'm not a cop either. I'm just a really big fan of yours. And I know that you have to go around to every house in the area to tell us all that you're a pedophile, aren't you? A sick, fucked up, serial, child murdering rapist. A fucking pedophile right in our backyard, huh? Well, I have a little secret for you. I'm a pedophile too. That's right. I'm probably the biggest pedo slut you've ever met. That's right. I'm not joking. So sit down. Just sit down and take out that pedo cock, you child rapist. I want you to stroke yourself while I tell you about how addicted I am to child porn. And also, how I'm kind of addicted to you as well. So yeah, I see you stroking that pedo cock. You're already hard, because I know that you know what I am. And you love to hear that a pedo slut is talking to you. And maybe you're thinking, is she as perverted as me? Well, I'm going to show you. So, it all started for me. I was working online doing phone sex, you know, with perverted pedophiles. Did really well, you know, and mostly kept it in fantasy, right? Well, those dudes really did start fucking with my mind after a bit. Like, anytime I'd go out in public and I'd see little girls, all I could see, all I could imagine with their tiny little bald cunts. And I'd never thought that before. They were literally mind-fucking me. So I just shrugged that off. But, you know, there's this one guy. He messages me. And he says, hey, can we do a call where you look at this child porn with me and we just talk about it and I stroke and you make me come? And I told him, no, I can't look at child porn. So, you know, he went somewhere else. But that link just sat in my message for a while, just looking at it, that funky little link. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it because I spend all day, every day, talking about underage girls with perverts. Underage girls who are getting raped and fucked by pedo cock. And I just had to see it. I had to see it for myself. So I opened the link and immediately my pussy twitched. I was dripping wet watching this video of this young 7-year-old girl bouncing on a pedo's dick. And I couldn't help it. I immediately grabbed my vibrator and I gave myself the hardest fucking orgasm of my life. And then it rolled down the hill from there. Then I was asking my hardcore customers, give me child porn, give me more child porn, give it to me now. And I spent months, I think a good year, just talking to perverts online while watching child porn. And then it got even worse. I had a whole fucking computer full of child porn. And I became addicted to it. I was rubbing my fucking pedo cunt like all day, gooning out to child porn. And I'm sure you know what that's like, don't you? Is that how you started? Just gooning the fuck out to child porn. But then you made it real life, didn't you? And I'll tell you how I've gotten there too. But I used you as a model to take after. That's right. I used your child murdering rapist model to just fucking obsess over and rub my cunt to. Because I remember that first one you did, that 15-year-old slut, that 15-year-old teen slut that was delivering pizza, and how you just yanked her in your house and you snuffed her out, didn't you? You just couldn't help it. She was a sexy little fucking slut, wasn't she? That long brown hair, perky tits. And I bet you raped her continuously, didn't you? You fucking pedophile. You raped her until the life came out of her eyes, didn't you? Yeah, and they didn't find you out for a while. I wonder if you kept fucking her dead body afterwards, too. Shit, I would have taken every dildo I have and stuffed every hole of that teen up. Oh, and then I'll tell you my personal favorite of yours, you fucking pedo, was that 12-year-old. That 12-year-old girl that you groomed for years to become a sexed-crazed whore for you. She was so fucking obsessed with your pedo cock, wasn't she? I wonder how many years you spent grooming her. You had to have, because she was a fucking slut. She was riddled with STDs by the time they found her. But I knew you had something to do with where she was at. And I dug around. I figured it out that you took that 12-year-old girl and you found her when she was 9. And you groomed that little bitch, didn't you? You made her addicted to your thick pedo daddy cock. Did she call you daddy, huh? Yeah, she did. Well, you spent 3 years, didn't you, just fucking training those holes and turning her into a cock-obsessed, underage slut. I bet you fucked her every day, didn't you? I bet that cunt was so stretched out by the time you were done with her. That asshole was probably like permanently gaped from your big pedo daddy cock, wasn't it? Yeah. Did she beg for your cum? Huh? Did she beg for your cum? I would have made her get on her fucking knees every time and beg for that cum. Beg for that pedo daddy cum. That's what I do with my girls. I make them get on their fucking knees and show them who the woman is. That's right. So yeah, I'll tell you how I deal with my girls. So I've offended, that I've abused, that I've raped. That's right. A pedo slut can rape too, even though I don't have a cock. What I do is I put them on the ground on their knees and I rub my cunt all over their slutty little faces. And I make them just stick their tongues out and teach them how to lick my cunt like a good fucking slut. And then I put on my strap on and then I tell them, you're going to take pedo mommy's cock, aren't you? And I just fucking rail the little holes. I rail them so hard until they are gaped. Have you ever seen a 9-year-old's gaped pussy? I bet you have. Who am I talking to? You're the pedo king, aren't you? So what I want to offer you today is, let's be pedo partners in crime. I want to snuff out some dumb bitches with you. I want to turn them, I want to groom them, and then snuff them out with you. Can we start with a teen like you started with? Let's find a 14-year-old girl, innocent. Maybe she's lost her virginity. I don't fucking care. I just want to use her teen body like the little rape doll she is. I want to watch you fuck and rape her. I want to watch her die on your motherfucking cock. I want to see her choke so hard by your cock that we watch the life pull out of her eyes while she is choking, and there will be cum that comes out of her fucking nostrils when she dies, won't it? Because you know, I know you're going to bust your load right as she dies, aren't you? I want her to die tasting your cum. I want her to die choking on that pedo dick. I want to see that, and I'm going to be raping her little asshole while she does that. That's right. I'm going to be raping her ass with my mommy pedo cock while she is while you are choking the life out of her with your pedo cock. And then I'll come up behind you when she's dead and I'll fuck her throat too. I'll fuck her cum filled throat while she's dead. Hell, I don't know if you want my cunt too. I might be too old, but you can fuck me while I fuck her dead, lifeless body. Or you want to go out and find a little six-year-old angel, a little six-year-old underage sweetie, and we can turn her into a kitty porn star. Huh? You want to do that? I'd love to see a little six-year-old. We train her holes, and then we turn her into a porn slut and make money off of her. And she can find us more little sluts. That's right. We'll take her out, and she can find more little sluts for us to use. We can have a whole house full, a basement full of little rape meats. They might not make it alive, will they? Because once you get a taste of their little cunts, once you get a taste, once your cock gets a taste of their tight holes, their tight underage holes, I bet you can't help but kill them, can't you? I can't either. There's something about the look of a dead girl while you're fucking the lights out of them, just fucking the lights out of their face. It is fucking addicting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see that with you. I want to see them die on real cock. Because listen, I don't have a real cock. You have the real pedo cock. You have the cock that can't get hard to anything else but underage holes, underage little rape dolls. So you're the piece I'm missing. I need a pedo cock. And I'm your pedo slut. And we can just snuff them out together. How many girls do you think we can get, huh? We'll just take out a whole fucking town of little girls. We'll just rape them all. Rape them all like they're dead little fucking rape meats. Turn them all into little sluts before we snuff them out. And then I want to taste their creamy dead cunts. You want to taste their creamy dead cunts with me? Because I know your pedo cock probably makes them cream. Even though they're probably crying while you're raping them, I know they're probably creaming because that's what they are. They are nothing but useless little sluts for us to snuff out and rape and use and stretch out their little holes. Mm-hmm. So I will absolutely clean off dead girls' creams off your cock, too. You want me to lick those dead little girls' pussies off your cock, huh? Is that a good thing? Did you come? I hope you're not talking to me. Hold on. My headphones are off. Oh, sorry. My headphones are off. You're welcome. Did you come?